The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is WWJ All Local.
A 25-year-old Livonia man accused of killing multiple family members in June appeared in court for a competency hearing this morning and is now seeking an independent review.
25-year-old Gage Pierce, the man accused of shooting and killing his mother, father, brother, and brother's girlfriend in their Livonia home in June, has been ruled incompetent to stand trial, but will now undergo an independent review to see if he can be ruled competent. At this morning's hearing in 16th District Court in Livonia, Pierce spoke on his own behalf as to why he thinks he should be ruled competent.
What I would like to speak on is has been falsely misconstrued in those reports that my expressions have been unduly limited in the sense of, firstly, I am confined to a space where it's a sub-day room in section 2C of this jail, where I am stuck in such a shielded space with lack of sunlight.
Pierce also said instances of him laughing don't reflect his competency in this case. There was talk about his ability to work with his attorney as well, and Pierce ended up requesting a new attorney at the end of the hearing. About a dozen family and friends were in attendance for the proceedings, which will now be picked up on October 29th, with Pierce facing four counts of first-degree murder. In Livonia, Luke Sloan, WWJ News Radio 950.
Michigan's governor was the target of a chilling threat. And today, the man behind it has admitted to it in federal court in the District of Hawaii. WWJ's Darylyn Horn joining us live with the very latest on this. Darylyn?
Tracy, federal prosecutors say 49-year-old Ronald Seville sent two emails back in May, one to Michigan State Police laying out a plan to storm the state capitol with a gun, the other sent directly to Governor Gretchen Whitmer telling her he was, quote, coming for her. Days later, Seville called the FBI himself, admitting the threat was real and that Whitmer's politics were the motive. His explanation, he wanted to be, quote, taken seriously. Court records show Seville also got convicted in the past for threatening former President George W. Bush and a federal judge. He's now facing up to 5 years in prison. Reporting live, Darylyn Horn, WWJ News Radio 950.
A scary milestone was reached by the United States this week. The national debt has officially surpassed $40 trillion. That's up roughly $3.8 trillion since President Donald Trump re-entered the White House back in January of 2025. Eric Gordon, professor at the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan, spoke with WWJ about what can be done to try and alleviate this problem.
There are two things that can be done. One is we just got to stop spending so much money on things that aren't absolutely necessary. If you go through the government expenditures, a lot of it is stuff we have to spend money on. A lot of it isn't. And at some point, we're probably going to have to raise taxes. As ugly as that seems.
Professor Gordon says there will always be necessities the government will need to spend on, such as defense, health care, and also education.
Can a local government use private tech companies to hide public data? A new lawsuit filed by a college student in Genesee County is putting Michigan's Freedom of Information Act to the test. And joining us live with more on this now is WWJ's John Hewitt.
Tracy, a fascinating case filed this week in Genesee County Circuit Court by a college student, Kettering University student Josh Tawalda. He was seeking Flock camera data from the county sheriff's department for research purposes, but was denied access.
The main claim in this case that the county is making is that they don't own the footage captured by Flock cameras. That's blatantly false.
That is attorney Steve DeLee from the Mackinac Center Legal Foundation, who have taken up Joshua's case, in which DeLee believes could be precedent-setting far beyond Flock cameras.
We've seen an increase in Michigan governments using private third parties to try and arguably conceal information that should be made public. We saw this with the University of Michigan's investigation into its athletic department, where there was never a report made. There was just a verbal announcement of findings. So you can't FOIA for that report. And I'm hopeful that this case can be one that puts a stop to that by really highlighting, no, these are still the public's records.
Reporting live, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
A renewed property tax relief partnership between Wayne County and the City of Detroit is aiming to prevent housing foreclosures all across the city. The Returning Pay-As-You-Stay program offers low-income homeowners zero-interest payment plans, among other options. Here's Wayne County Treasurer Eric Sabree.
In Detroit, homeowners who are eligible for local property tax exemptions through the HOPE program can once again be automatically qualified for the Wayne County Pays Tax Reductions. Those reductions eliminate a significant percentage of their delinquent county taxes and provide these homeowners with reasonable payment plans or through a zero-interest three-year payment plan.
Having first launched in 2020, the PAYS program has helped over 17,000 Detroit residents stay in their homes. The program will relaunch next month after recently being refunded by state lawmakers.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You may have seen a lot of police activity in Orion Township this morning. That's because the Oakland County Sheriff's Office confirms that the report of a suspicious vehicle and a possible gun inside of that vehicle prompted them to investigate at a parking lot located on South Lapeer Road near Clarkston Road. Officers closed a portion of the road out of an abundance of caution. Authorities detained the vehicle's sole occupants, a 30-year-old man from Oxford Township, for a brief time. Sheriff's officials say they found no gun and that there is no threat to the public.
Continuing coverage on WWJ.
The latest on the cyclosporiasis outbreak here in Michigan. Officials say the number of cases seems to be slowing down in the state.
The state health department reports about 350 cases over the past week. That averages out to about 50 cases per day. Another 20 were hospitalized. Health officials have reported over 14,000 cases statewide since June. About 2 weeks ago, they gave the green light to eat lettuce and other salad greens as normal. Two deaths have been identified as part of the cyclosporiasis outbreak affecting Michigan. But according to officials, both those individuals had significant underlying health conditions. Greg Bowman, WWJ News Radio 950.
And the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, well, they're serving up something new. It's the inaugural Strings for Strings Tennis Fundraiser. It's now underway. The event is taking place at home courts at participating clubs throughout Southeast Michigan. Organizers say it sparks friendly competition and allows participants to share their love of music. Here's Detroit Symphony Orchestra Chief Revenue Officer Jill Elder.
It is a week-long doubles tournament that will take place in people's backyard tennis courts as well as some of the clubs around Southeast Michigan, finally culminating at an event August 30th at Orchard Lake Country Club.
And tickets for the final match and dinner at Orchard Lake Country Club will cost $200, and it will include a performance by a DSL musician ensemble. DSL officials say the proceeds go toward supporting music education and community engagement efforts.
Ready, set, school. Back to school coverage on News Radio 950 WWJ.
When people think of after-school programs, they often... too often, that is, imagine little more than babysitting children, but that could not be further from the truth. After-school programs, also known as out-of-school time, OST programs, provide invaluable resources that prevent adverse outcomes and improve academic achievement, socio-emotional functioning, school engagement, and attendance. Letitia McCree is Senior Vice President of Communications and Marketing for YMCA of Metro Detroit, and she expounds on the benefits of after-school programs.
Actually, they have a study on this survey by Dr. Deborah Vanda from the University of California, and they talk about that after school is not just keeping kids safe. No, it makes them better adults. They're more productive. They had a better job, and they serve their community. Research that they studied kids for over 20 years and found that when kids participate in structured after school, they're just better.
YMCA of Metro Detroit does offer extensive after school initiatives.
We partner with many school districts. Instead of having a latchkey program, the YMCA provides services including homework assistance. Also, we have a behavioral specialist on staff that helps us deal with the different challenges children may have after school.
And you can learn more about the various after-school programs at ymcadetroit.org.
Farmington Hills is celebrating a hometown Olympian who brought home a gold medal. Suburban Ice in Farmington Hills is hosting Megan Keller Day, honoring the player who scored the overtime game winner in the gold medal game in the Olympics this winter. True Pizza, the Burger Spot food truck, and Kona Ice will be serving food until 8 o'clock tonight. Keller will also be there to take pictures with the fans.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.